with Bookbeat, Hunter on Swain. Novelist Anne Rice says she started writing about vampires as a whim, but also because the creatures in the vampire book she had read were little more than two-dimensional.
What evolved, I think, was the vampire story that I had always wanted to read and had never been able to find. I mean, no movie, no book, no short story about vampires had ever satisfied me because they focused on the victim.
So, in 1976, Anne Rice's novel, Interview with a Vampire, appeared.
One reason he interested me, when I don't think any of the other monsters of the supernatural world did, was because he does look and talk and walk and act like a human being. He's the monster with a human face.
Anne Rice has written a sequel to Interview with the Vampire. It's called The Vampire Lestat, and in it, the vampire, now a rock superstar, contemplates the centuries of his existence.
The vampires in these books have questions, like, where do we come from? Why are we here? Why are we vampires? And in Interview with a Vampire, there's no answer. I wanted to go further with Lestat. I wanted Lestat to turn up some real juicy facts and truths about where the vampires came from, not the ultimate answer.
I don't like the way you said juicy.
You wouldn't think the siphoning of all that blood would be particularly erotic, but...
The taking of the victim's blood would have to be this tremendously sensuous thing. It would be a great embrace. There would be rapture. For the vampire, there would be this incredible experience of taking.
Anne Rice, who lives in San Francisco, says she gets phone calls from all over from her readers.
No, they don't come for, like, they don't come at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they don't come from vampires either.
Aww.
10 years, and not a single vampire has called.
That's too bad.
10 years, but I keep hoping.
Anne Rice, her novel, The Vampire Lestat, was originally published by Knopf and is now out in paperback. With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain.